When God created sex, he made it to serve two purposes or meanings. Number one, to express the bond of marital love between a husband and a wife. And number two, to create new human life. Consider what happens with the man's and the woman's reproductive organs. For the husband, the moment of orgasm is the moment in which he releases into his wife's body not just a fluid, but literally his seed, his genetic identity. For him, then, that act of orgasm simultaneously expresses not only his loving union with her, but also any hope he has ever had or ever will have of becoming a father with her. Perhaps in his mind he may not actually want to become a father with her by this particular act, but, and this is crucial, his body nevertheless craves to express openness to that possibility. In and through his body he is saying, "Oh my gosh, I could become a father with you." And even more, "Oh my gosh, my body is actually trying to become a father with you." Meanwhile, for the wife, just as with her husband, the experience of orgasm is also deeply connected to the possibility of creating a new life. For her, orgasm comes in the form of uterine contractions. The neck of her uterus literally dips down repeatedly toward the pool of her husband's semen in a kind of lapping motion. Please understand what's happening here. Her body is not just launching into some kind of non-directional ecstasy. It wants that seed. It wants to help it reach its goal. So just as with her husband's act of ejaculation, in the very act of her uterine contractions, she is simultaneously expressing not only the most intense feelings of union with her husband, but also her own deepest bodily desires to become a mother by him.